Today is the feast day of one of the greatest popes in the history of the church, Pope Leo the Great. There's only been two popes that have been known as the Great. One of them is today, St. Leo, and the other one is Pope Gregory the Great. God willing, one day our own Holy Father, Pope John Paul II, it's my opinion, the opinion of some others, that one day perhaps he will be called Pope John Paul the Great, one of the three greatest popes in the history of the church, perhaps. Pope Leo the Great began as a deacon way back in the 5th century, and like other deacons in those days, they took care of feeding the poor and taking care of the material needs of taking care of orphans and widows and the poor. He was sent to Gaul, modern-day France, in the year 440 to try to reconcile two rulers, and during his absence, the Pope died, and then he was chosen and elected to be the next Pope. His papacy was especially marked by two difficulties. One of them were the attacks of the infidels without, Attila the Hun and others that were coming in to invade the city of Rome, as well as heresies that were plaguing the church from within. So he had to defend the church from without and protect the church from within. He was especially also known for his preaching and his great teachings and his doctrines that he taught. In the year 451, there was the Council of Chalcedon, and this was the council to answer the Monophysite heresy. This heresy said that Christ only had one nature, and so the Pope condemned that heresy and said, no, Christ has two natures. He is both God and man. He is not merely God who never became man or was some sort of a ghost or some sort of an image or a mirage. God truly became man. And then he also answered the question of those who thought that Jesus was just an ordinary man and was not truly God. So the teaching of Pope Leo the Great in the year 451 is called the Tome of Leo, his great teaching. And after he gave this declaration at the council, where he said, yes, Jesus Christ is truly God and truly man. He is God who became incarnate. He is a divine person who took upon himself a human nature. He's God, but he's also man. After he gave this incredible talk, the people stood up and said that St. Peter has spoken through Leo. They knew that Leo was the successor of St. Peter and that he was representing and was the vicar of Christ. So that was the great heresy that Pope Leo helped to defeat, the Monophysite heresy. And then, of course, his other big challenge was when Attila the Hun came with thousands of his Huns to invade Italy. This was in the year 452. The Huns were coming down into Italy. They were burning cities. They were slaughtering entire populations. And they were headed for Rome. And at that time, the emperor ordered the Pope to go out and negotiate with this murderous man, Attila the Hun. So Leo the Great left Rome with his priests and officials, and they met in a small town on the outskirts of Rome. There was a little tent there, and the Pope went in as an ambassador and met face to face with this man, Attila the Hun. And I'm sure through the holiness of the Pope and his great negotiating skills, he was able to convince Attila the Hun not to invade Rome, and he didn't. He was given instead an annual tribute that they would pay to him to help keep the city safe. And so Rome was not destroyed at that time. 3 years later, the Vandals were coming down as well, and Leo had to try to help them not destroy the city of Rome. He was able to lessen that because normally they would burn entire cities down, but Leo was able to keep them from burning down the city of Rome. So after these invasions, Rome experienced great difficulty, so the Pope was able to help rebuild the city and help feed the poor. He died on November 10th in the year 461, and his remains are in the Vatican. His relics are preserved there in the Vatican. So certainly one of the great popes of history, Pope Leo the Great. After Mass, you can venerate this relic of Pope Leo, the intercession of St. Leo. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.